It is time for another classic car chat with Al, and this time around, of course, it's being brought to us by JDR Seeds. And Randy Seawick is going to join me on this broadcast. We are standing beside his beautiful classic automobile. Randy, welcome.
Hey, Al, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, tell us what you have here. We're in the garage. We're in the car's garage. Tell us what we got here.
I have my dad's original 1949 Dodge Coronet back. I got it back about 4 years ago, so it's a fun thing to have back in the family.
Now, this is a beautiful dark navy blue. I assume that's probably pretty much original.
I'm not positive. Dad had it painted. Rick Klein painted it when he bought the car back in like 1985. And he did some other work, so but he did stick some work into it, did paint it and stuff, so pretty nice.
Yeah, I envision that it probably always was a navy blue.
Pretty close to that. Because of the firewall and everything, yeah, so I think they got it pretty close.
Yeah, because it seems to match. So tell us what this car has as far as, engine, transmission?
Engine, it's a six-cylinder, it's a flathead, and it's called fluid drive. Fluid drive meaning you don't have to always pop the clutch in and out. You pop it on reverse, you pop it in first gear, and the rest of it you gear up as far as the foot feet, let off, shift the gear, and you hear it shift by itself, not without putting the clutch in, and then you push the gas in and accelerate, and it goes again. So it's a 230 cubic six-cylinder engine. Yeah, a little small bugger. Not a Hemi like the big old new Dodges.
No, they hadn't thought about that yet. But you know, one thing I remember about the Chrysler Flathead 6 is how quiet it is. Those things just run so smooth and quiet.
I've had people, when I've had it running, come up to me and say, is your car even on? Yeah, you can't hardly hear it. It's really quiet.
This brings back memories for me because my grandfather, when I was a young boy, probably 5-6 years old, had a 1948 Dodge. He used to pick me up from school and that kind of thing. So his was green, but it brings back a lot of memories. His too was a flathead six with the fluid drive.
Yeah, it's just something that I wasn't used to, and I had to be explaining how to shift and how to get used to it, and did some reading on it. But it's a pretty cool vehicle. The older people that are around, Kent Hoover had one also. And they said they used to race these cars back then because they were pretty fast. Shifted real easy and stuff. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Yep, absolutely. So tell us how you acquired this. This was in the family, and then it kind of went out of the family. And so,
right.
So it was a little bit of a process to get everything back in again.
Yeah, when I worked for Fairway, I was in Webster City at the time, came home on a weekend, and my dad wanted me to go with him to see something. I said, I'm going to go look at an old car. And there was an older gentleman over on the northeast part of town that had it. He was probably in his 70s or 80s. Don't recall the gentleman's name. So we went and looked at it, and he wanted my opinion and what I thought, and we looked the car over on the way home, and I just told him, I said, Dad, if you like it, buy the car, and he did. So that's how he purchased the car. I believe Dad had it from 1985 through about 91, maybe 92, it's 6-7 years. And then he sold it to Stephanie Hawes, and Stephanie is a relative of Ron Boss, bless his soul, he just passed. On a Saturday night when I was working at the jail, he sent me a text. I seen this picture on the text, and I'm like, that looks like Dad's car. So I scroll down, and he said, Stephanie's selling the car. So that got the ball rolling for me. I hurried up and called him. I said, hey, just tell her at least I want to get down and look at it and have first shot in case that's something I want to buy. So that's how I ended up happening. My son Ben and a good friend of mine, Mark Kinraid, we got together not without complications and borrowed my brother's truck, blew a couple tires, and got it all the way down to the south side of Omaha, picked it up and hauled it all the way back. And yeah, quite an adventurous trip, but got it back and it's in the family. It's fun.
They are a lot of fun. Yeah, and there's, like I say, usually there's a story about getting those cars back when they get out of the family and that kind of thing. Now, as far as this one, as you said, it was repainted once. Outside of that, it looks, the interior and everything's in beautiful shape.
Everything on it is original. It had I found out through Greg Thompson's, a gentleman that I dealt with, to put a different radio in. All it came with was an AM radio, and to find an AM radio was about $1,000. Just ridiculous. Very, very hard to find. So I was looking up new technology, and this guy had a Plymouth radio that fit in this Dodge, and when we tore this radio out, I kept the faceplate. He kept the other radio, which wasn't complete. It was a different breed, only he knew about it, and this gentleman's very smart. So we put in a new radio, and out of this Plymouth radio he used for it, he tore all the guts out and put in today's technology. Now I've got AM, FM, I got MP3, Bluetooth, so I can go down and listen to music, which I like to do, and turn and roll down the windows instead of listening to the crackling thunderstorm of an AM. So
yes.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is a beautiful old car, and understand you've had it running already once this season. haven't really driven it yet, but you've had it running.
No, just started it and I put it on the jumper for a little bit, charging it yesterday, and ran it here for about a half an hour. Got some other work to do. Again, you know as well as I do, with cars, it takes money and it takes time, and you got to have a little both and a little patience. But it's a project. It's mm-hmm. just one thing at a time.
Yep, absolutely. That's the way it's done. Well, thanks for sharing the car with us here on our Classic Car Chat. It's beautiful.
I greatly appreciate it. Thanks for coming down.
Again, that is a 1949 Dodge. It's a four-door. It's Randy Seawick that has that. He is with us today on our Al's Classic Car Chat. It's been brought to you by JDR Seeds.